everybody. Call Your Cast Podcast.
Yes, as Brian mentioned, Call Your Cast Podcast, episode 17. So we're doing it a little bit differently. We all got lives, we all got jobs. And so right now, Brian's on his route, and he's on the phone right now. This is how we would do a call-in podcast for one of our episodes. And if you guys are interested in the next call-in podcast line, our number is 239-347-4237. And that's specifically for our Call Your Cast call-in podcast number. So just like now, how Brian's out in his car right now, and he's calling in, and we're gonna start this podcast a little bit differently. So that's why the sound quality might not be as good as before, but we're gonna do it because we haven't busted out a podcast in a while. So further ado, I'm gonna let the delay end. And Brian, you have anything to say right now?
Not really. I mean, we don't really have a specific topic on this episode. We're just gonna kind of go over pretty much life the last few months since our last episode, which I think was in like December.
Yeah, it was like it was the start of the new year, I believe. That was pretty much our last episode we busted out of. I think we discussed if things were gonna change in 2021.
Well, I mean, so far the only thing that are noticeable are, you know, mass shootings are coming back. We've had a couple in Colorado, the one in Georgia.
I think that's honestly what started off this new presidency was the one in Colorado, right? That was the first one that I remember. I don't know.
I'm not too sure, but then on top of that, you know, you had the whole storming the Capitol thing, and then recently, today's April 4th, they had, I think it was either today or yesterday, where they rammed the guardhouse or one of the
guardhouses
at the Capitol.
Let me search that up right now. So, yeah, I also read about that where there was a security guard or officer that was killed in that rampage, or a guy took his car into one of the barricades over the U.S. Capitol. Let me figure that. U.S. Capitol.
Just, you know,
Sorry, you still with us, Brian? I think you got cut off for a little bit.
Still with you.
Alright, cool. Alright, U.S.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, I don't really trust the article too much because a lot of times they'll just be filled in with a lot of nonsense and they don't really get to the actual story.
Alright, yeah, so, yeah, that's another thing is, with these mainstream articles or even just journalism today as a whole, or I'm just starting to notice it more as I'm getting older, but you can't like everything you see, you can't and read, you can't believe it, you can't take it as face value.
Yeah,
right,
and
so,
then even just like sometimes people will just read just a title and that's all I need is just a title, you know, because like you also can't just underread, you know.
Well, what's more recently with social media, what's been popular is basically they'll read like somebody's Facebook status or Twitter post and they'll take that as news. All right, so yeah, so I pulled up the, I guess his name is Officer William Billy Evans. I guess he was with Capitol Police Force for about 18 years. And his life was ended when a man drove a car into a street barricade in Washington, D.C. Let me see, I got the page loading up for us right now. So yeah, I guess, okay, so it says it was updated on April 3rd. So I think this is what happened yesterday, or maybe April 2nd, considering
that 4 days.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, so a guy decided to, William Billy Evans decided to run his car into a Capitol building barricade while police officers shot at him, which later, I guess, you know, killed him. Alright, my bad. I think I might have said, you know, William rammed the gate, but William was the officer that died, and I guess the guy who was driving the car was a 25-year-old Noah R. Green of Indiana. And they had to just post on...
All the way to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, always a ways to travel. They is never on the main state. And it's funny how in this CBS news article, the last of the sentence was, who had not been on the law enforcement's radar. Seems to be like there's a... I don't know, it's
so, also, this yeah. is a sidetrack, but most recently, I know this happened, like, today. Well, morning hours and day, but DMX, I don't know, the rapper DMX, he, like, had an apparent drug overdose. And I saw the article on TMZ, and it was really weird because like they said like he's in grave condition.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really weird because like most times when like I don't know when Demi Lovato did a heroin overdose thing, you know, I don't know, it's just weird that they put that grave condition or grave like he's in grave danger or something like that.
So. It was nothing like them saying, oh, he's in critical condition. You just thought it was very odd that they specified
grave,
that.
It said grave danger. Like, they're pretty much like saying, like, oh, he's pretty much either was supposed to die.
All right, so there's a few articles on that. I can open up the one on people.com. So he's, what, 50 years old? And
said... grave danger, because yeah. TMZ is like the one who like first reported, I think.
So you said TMZ. Okay, so I'm not finding the TMZ one of it, but I did find under XXL Mag. So it says DMX is reportedly in quote unquote grave condition, like you said, following a recent drug overdose.
And then, okay, and so they put it in quotes, right?
Yeah, they did.
If you guys are familiar with, like, we talked about the gematria stuff on that podcast before, anytime they put something in quotes like that, those, like, specific words, those words, like, mean something.
So apparently, on Saturday, April 3rd, this was reported by TMZ, So, yeah, like you said, Brian, this all goes into gematria, where everything is, they have a plan for everybody, well, and everything, like numbers and how they specifically word things all mean something, which we discuss in, like, later episodes. But that is very odd, definitely how they have that quoted grave danger.
And, like, I know, most, if you don't know, like, DMX has, like, spoken out before against, like, the music industry, and,
yeah.
like...
Yeah, isn't he, like, a Malcolm X type person?
I wouldn't go that far, because he is, like, you know, still pretty ghetto gangster, you know, because he was about, like, that life, because there's a period, I think, where he was, like, drugs aren't new to him, like, he's, like, you know, been on drugs before. So, like, there was a time where, like, he was on drugs and, like, tried to impersonate being a cop and, like, trying to pull people over. So, like, he's not an innocent guy, but, you know, he has spoken out against the music industry and all that. So, you know, he's not completely in the wrong, you know.
You think it's, I don't know, some part of the music industry deeper netted, rooted in the music industry where they're trying to do something to him because he's speaking out. You know, I don't quite understand. I don't know how this, you know, that, you know, cult stuff, deep, you know, stuff works, but it is kind of scary
yeah,
how...
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works either, but there was also a video don't know if you're able to look this up and be able to play it, but there's a video where he was arrested in L.A., and he was, like, the only one in there. And he even brings it up, he's like, oh, so I'm the only one arrested today. I'm the only one who went to jail today. So he, like, brought it up, and, yeah, there's nobody else in the... And at least not in the room where he was.
So on other notes of this podcast, because we don't really have a quiet topic to discuss on, we're just going to come at you guys with a podcast. Well, what about those, because it's in recent headlines, recent news to discuss about, but the Lil Nas X controversy over the Satan shoes. Okay, first off, I want to say, have you seen his music video? I think it's called, the music video that was released was called Montanero.
I haven't seen the music video, but I know, like, you know, what it's about and what goes on in it.
Okay, well, before we even start jumping on about these shoes and how they have possible, you know, human blood in the sole of the shoe, that's what they market it off as. And, before we start jumping into the shoe, the video, I would say, is definitely graphic. I don't know why it's allowed on YouTube, while a lot of other things that should be on YouTube, like conspiracy theories that don't really talk about anything disgusting, it just kind of, you know, wakens your eyes. It kind of just, you know, for educational purposes, but those videos get taken off. But while you got Lil Nas X, you know, Montanero video taken off with, like, first day one, we have 35 million views. And, you know, no age restriction, let me just remind you that anybody can watch this. And so, just briefly, I'm just going to go over the video. It's disgusting. I mean, I give you that if you want to see it. So basically, it's Lil Nas X, you know, he's in the Garden of Eden. And basically, my deception of it is he's roaming with these, you know, these fourth dimensional beings. He's, you know, he's got access to this dimension, and basically he's riding a stripper pole down to hell, and he's meeting Satan, and basically he's giving the D to, you know, the dick to Satan. And but all that shit is just freaking disgusting. I can't believe, which all ties into, I wanted to tie in and discuss it about with you, Brian, kind of like, you know, how we discussed on previous episodes, normalization of pedophilia. This is how, like, the normalization of Lucifer, of Satan. I don't know if you want to, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of normalization, because even, like, if you know, like, 90s, like, rap, like, back in, like, the 90s, rap was, like, there was, like, no gay dudes in rap back then. It was, like, you know, you were going to get pretty much beat up, you know, back when rap was a little taken more, like, seriously.
Well, from my understanding, it was anything like, there was, like, you know, there was a certain code to live up by. Like, if there was anybody who was, like, convicted of a pedophilia or a pedophile act of a kid of some sort, it was just looked at like you get jumped, you get, you know, killed for that shit. But that's the perception I got from it, at least, growing up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I understand your situation right now, Brian. You know, you gotta do your job.
Yeah, well, no, it's good. I'm just, like, in and out, dropping off the newspaper. But, I mean, there's also, like, so, he got, like, talked by the devil, right?
Yeah. And,
back in the slave times, they use this term called duck breaking.
All right, hold on, Brian. You're cutting in and out. So, let's rewind. You said during these times they call it what breaking? Duck breaking? Damn. All right. I think I lost you for a bit. Yeah, it must be the certain area you're in.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're back.
All right, hold on. I got another story going to real quick. I don't want to yell this out in the middle of this morning.
Yeah, for sure.
Hello?
And I just want to add to the podcast whenever you're able to talk about it, Brian. But, like, you know, it's not hidden anymore. Like, with Lil Nas X, first song, I forgot, you know, one with Cowboy, Billy Ray Cyrus. But, he, you know, he's later on came out about, you know, him being in the closet being gay. So, I know, like, he's getting some flack for that, you know, being gay and whatnot. But, going back to, you know, the Satan shoes, so I guess Nike, I was wondering when Nike was doing something, because, you know, these shoes have Nike, you know, the logo all over it. Well, I mean, it's on the shoe.
Yeah, I thought he claimed it was Nike also.
I thought so too, but then later you have Nike suing him, and I guess on Wednesday, a U.S. District Court in New York approved Nike's request for a temporary restraining order against MSCHF, which is, I guess, the actual company who basically, like, redesigned shoes, and this is the company that actually, like, took a Nike product shoe and redesigned it, and I guess they're the ones that actually collaborated with the rapper Lil Nas X to making this human blood shoe. They modified, I guess, the Nike Air Max 97s, which is just crazy to me, because, like, how can this company, you know, take a Nike shoe and, like, claim it and, like, market it as their own in a way, you know what I'm saying? And it has Nike's logo on it. But so what were you saying when about Lil Nas X?
So the devil has, like, fucks him in the ass, right?
Yeah.
That goes back way back to, like, the slave times, to a term called buck breaking. And so what buck breaking is the slave owner, after he would get his slave, and he would pick the biggest slave and fuck him. You know, he would rape him in front of everybody to, like, show his dominance. And so that's where, like, that whole thing comes into. And you can get into the whole, there's a whole, like, thing about black people in Hollywood, you know, having to wear dresses and, you know, act feminine and act certain types of way, you know, to get, you know, ahead in
Hollywood. Kind of like what we saw with Young Thug, the rapper Young Thug, where he has, one of his albums being he's wearing a dress, and I'm thinking, man, you know, this guy's supposed to be a hood, he's supposed to be a rapper, you know, rappers from when I was growing up were, you know, our pimps.
Again, yeah, you go back to rappers back then, yeah, they're not wearing dresses, you know.
So when Young Thug came out with an album and he posted on, you know, he's wearing a dress, you know, I thought more and more people would, like, kind of, like, disown his music, but it kind of just furthered him in his music career. Which is, like,
just pushing him, cause, you know, they're just pushing him because he agreed to wear the dress, you know? It's like, oh, you're going to play ball, you know, so we're going to make sure your stuff is good, you know?
Which is, I see that now, which, like, there was a time where Young Thug was, forgot his other rapper's name, but they were like a duo, they were like a pair. Let me search it up since I'm by the computer. Okay, yeah, that's his name. So it was Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. So they were like a duo. They were like a partner team. And I noticed during this time period, Young Thug kind of, like, you can say either or, whichever happened first. You know, Rich Homie Quan left Young Thug, or Young Thug went on to bigger, better things. But they definitely split up their path. They're no longer on the same path. And it was definitely evident when that song dropped. What was the song called? So yeah, the song was called Rich Homie Quan. Or no, the song was called Rich Gang. And so it was featuring Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan, and I think I see in the music video, which looks kind of maybe like could be Birdman, but definitely they later separated in their music career, which then later, you know, Young Thug coming out with his album and him being in a dress and whatnot. But that even ties in with like with Snoop Dogg and his son. Wasn't like Snoop Dogg and his son like in feminine clothing?
Whole thing where like his son, like that weren't supposed to be out, that were out, and apparently he said it was for like an acting role, but you know.
And this was during the same time where Snoop Dogg had to like apologize too for what he said, for calling like certain females bitches.
Well, no, he so there was somebody, like, I think it was part of one of Oprah Winfrey's friends, and after like Kobe died, they like brought up like Kobe's like allegations against Kobe. And so Snoop Dogg like went off on Oprah Winfrey's friend and like was calling her a bitch and all that, and then sure enough the pictures came out and Snoop Dogg later apologized. Which is nice again, you know. How often do you see these gangster rappers apologizing, you know?
Well, how often do you see like how quick that turned around where these images started surfacing? It's almost like they already had this guy blackmailed and was just ready for him to just, you know, if he broke, well, we got this, and they dropped that, like, instantly.
Yep. That's how they get you. He probably didn't even remember the pictures being taken.
Craziness, man. Craziness. So yeah, I mean, isn't it crazy? I forgot the exact number, but when Biden got into office, he like signed like 41 executive orders or some shit, where he was just signing a lot of orders, to just passing bills left and right.
Right, it's like he didn't even know what he signed at that, you know?
So I don't get that. So you know how we first went on this podcast, we mentioned about how, you know, we're, you know, shootings. Well, shootings have always been a thing, but it's getting, you know, it started to, you know, you started to hear more about shootings when the Columbine happened in Colorado, and then it just started to pick up from there. But it started really picking up even more when we had Biden being our, you know, president, which is just odd. You know, more and more started picking up. But, so yeah, so that one happened in, so a Colorado grocery store. So I guess the shooter faces 10 counts of murder charges. It was a 20-year-old. It was a 21-year-old who walked into a Colorado supermarket and started shooting. Oh, okay, so wait, let me see. I can't even hardly pronounce his name. No wonder why. He's probably, I don't want to even go there, but his name is Ahmad Ali Alawi Alisa. I'm sorry. So I guess he lives there. I don't know. He's accused of opening fire afternoon at the King's Superstore in the University City of Boulder. Killing people ranges from age of 20 to 65. So they have his little mugshot here too, which I don't know. I mean, he just looks like he's from like the Middle Eastern states. Let's just say that. He just looks like he's from the Middle East.
Yeah. I wonder if I wouldn't be surprised if it's just like, you know, randomly generated photo, you know, just put a face.
That too. You know, see, that's we're in the age of technology.
You know, just get as worried about these guys now. Get as worried about that guy. You know, and he's like...
Kind of how, like, we can, if we want to go back to when 9/11 happened in 2001, how it could have been, you know, all this time, a computer-generated image, or even if that, they just gave us a face to get mad at, you know?
Here you go. Have a good one. Sorry, just doing my civil duty.
Civil duty in your United States of America.
It's one gas pump and it doesn't even work.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's crazy? We're on this, like, we're diving down this rabbit hole of, like, shootings. And meanwhile, like, did you ever, like, do any other news article or news media stations talking about what happened in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, when there was, like, a parent bombing, you know, that took place, and how within hours they seemed to... What was that?
There's a bomb that hit, like, the AT&T, like AT&T or something.
Yeah, so, like, for example, it was, like, within hours the FBI already has a suspect in the face. And then they say it was a former, or not a former employee of Bell, but his dad, I guess, co-created Bell, which is, you know, like a communication, you know, telephone communication device. You know, he basically started, you know, communication of phones. And so you have his son, which they basically said he was the criminal behind it all. But it's just so weird how it happens to be the area where it took place was like the building that exploded, or the street that it exploded on, was it was like an AT&T server location. So a lot of data, like data camp and servers, were being, like, a lot of information was being held there. So from the photos, I mean, it looks like it was just the street, like the street was hit. But I mean, from my understanding, it seems like a whole building might have been
hit. I'll call you back.
Yeah?
My job's calling me.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. You know, that happens, especially in this certain particular instance of our podcast. We are doing a little bit different. But let's dive back into the Nashville, Tennessee bombing, you know, quote-unquote bombing. The FBI wants to report in the mainstream media that it was a guy, you know, that, you know, this mysterious guy, you know, that has this, what would you call it, a trailer van, or, you know, kind of one of those vans that you see in, like, Breaking Bad, RV, where he was, like, I guess, experimenting with pipe bombs, or some sort of bomb. The thing is, with that theory, it doesn't quite make sense, because if there's actual surveillance that show... the van that they're trying to portray that this guy was in making this explosive device, well, the van, the RV never exploded. The RV never exploded at all. The RV was there, I wanted to say displaying a message, but had an automated recording of a message saying basically pretty much evacuate this area and so on. You can find the leaked video. I don't know if you want me to find that, Brian, in the meantime, of, like, you know, discussing this.
Yeah, well, just post the link out down.
Yeah, down below.
The description of the podcast, because, again, you know, we just don't have a set topic for this episode, so we're just kind of
winging
shooting on things that have happened recently, you know, weird coincidences, like,
so,
weird things in the news. Like, back to DMX, actually, we were talking about... I mean, we're talking about something about Hollywood, you know, and how they're trying to, you know, their brainwashing methods. Like, you're talking about Young Thug and Gucci Mane. Not Gucci Mane, but Rich Homie Quan. But Gucci Mane is another one, you know, because Look at him, he went to jail, came out, and now, you know, the rumor is that he's a clone. He looks completely different. He's a, I think he's a vegan now, which, you know, how many people, you know, go to jail and turn to vegan, you know?
This, you know, speaking of that, Brian, they said that they're saying the same thing about Kodak Black. They're saying how he went to jail and how now he's been cloned. I don't know if
Eventually, we're going to do an episode on just based on all cloning. We'd have to, like, just research about it. But they say, you know, whenever a celebrity, you know, has a drug issue and they have to check into a rehab facility, they that's it's code for cloning center, you know, and they – or, you know, either a cloning center or that's where they go where they get, you know, maybe they're not – all the way under, you know, in terms of their brainwashing. So that's where they go to get, you know, more brainwashing or
so,
their clone gets.
So speaking of that, so kind of like what they, so the when this was big, Kanye West, when he was basically on tour and he had to cut his tour short because he was, he stopped part of his music during his tour and he was saying about, you know, stuff like, you know, radio lied to us, you know, Facebook lied to us, the internet lied to us. And basically from that tour, I don't know if you remember the tour name. I'm trying to find the exact name so I can really discuss it on the podcast. But he had to be checked into, like, you know, get his health evaluated, and even his wife, Kim Kardashian, had to come out on his behalf saying he has, like, a, you know, quote-unquote mental issue or mental health. It's a serious issue, and then that, you know, needs to be dealt with.
And then if you don't know, they recently just got a divorce, or they're filing for divorce, you know.
So I heard about that.
It's great. That whole, like, Kardashian family, like, I don't know what they do to the men in their lives, but, like, every man who's been involved with that family is, like, not doing so great.
All right, so I guess this is already, like, time is going by fast, so this was already in November of 2017, but he canceled the St. Pablo tour. That's the tour he canceled, and, that's when he was going off live, you know, speaking into his mic and to his fans about, you know, things, you know, what he's going through and, like, you know, the lies, the deceptions that, you know, we're being told. And like you said, Brian, you know, who knows what the Kim Kardashian family is actually, you know, into, because you have, what's his name, Bruce Jenner, where he was originally a guy, and then he, you know, transitioned into a female. So you even have that even going on before all this, you know, before Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know, you had Bruce Jenner, you know, being an Olympian star. He was an Olympian athlete, and you go from that to being, like, I don't know. I don't want to dive into that topic, because, I mean, there's even a South Park episode of him, you know, being, you know, Woman of the Year, and it's just like, how can a guy be a Woman of the Year? I don't care if you transitioned into a female, you are still birthed as a guy. So it's like, wouldn't you rather have that position, Woman of the Year, actually, to a real woman?
Well, it gets to the point too where, there was, like, a male who turned into a female when she was, like, 30-something or 20-something. So she was already a full-grown man. And she started fighting MMA and started fighting females and, like, beating the shit out of these females.
Do you know the name of that lady?
I don't know it off the top of my head.
Was it UFC?
No, she was never in the UFC, but she can only fight, like, on, like, Native American grounds where it's legal, because a lot of the commissions won't sanction it.
I've definitely heard of that article for sure. I remember that. Okay, I brought it up. I just found it. Okay, so I guess she, I don't know what you want to call it, from Toledo, Ohio, So, okay, so her stage name, let's just go as her stage name, is Fallon Fox. So, born November 29, 1975. This is what they're, you know, quoting it as. This is what they're giving me, you know, online. Is an American retired MMA fighter. So she is the first openly transgender athlete in MMA history. So whatever they want to be called, Fallon Fox, was the one that was, you know, beating. I think you guys can find the video for yourself, but he is literally bashing this woman's face in. And at one point is it, you know, not domestic violence, but like woman abuse. Like, this is like, I've seen the clip and it's brutal. And we could probably like share that in the links, but for right now, like you said, we're just
really the answer to that would just be like, they would just have to have a whole separate like league, you know, where they have women fighters, male fighters, and then male to female fighters,
you know,
female to male, you know, just a whole, but like, I don't know.
That brings up an interesting point, though, because they're kind of forcing this upon us. They're like forcing this whole new, brand new segregation era where they're forcing us to have like, well, if you want to compete in this sport, you're going to have to, you know, this is an all male sport, or this is all female sport, or this is all, you know, all trans sport. So they're going to have to like, we're getting into the realm of we're going to need these types of, separation in these types of sports, because it's not fair. What point, you know?
In the UK, I think there's a rapper. I don't know if he's a rapper, like a YouTuber or like an influencer of some kind, but he identifies as a woman and then breaks like powerlifting records every year, and then goes back to identifying as a man. Because I think in the UK, like, they're really like liberal with that, like anybody can identify as anything, and so that guy has fun with it, and he breaks all the women's weightlifting records because he identifies as a woman like once a year to do weightlifting competitions.
See, so
it's just like what, and that's like the point we're gonna get to here, you know.
See, like, so at what point is that fair though? Is that like fair sportsmanship? Like, at what point is that like?
Well, I mean, that's just the rules over there. It's like, oh, you know, they just allow anybody to identify as anything, so you know, people can just take advantage. And that guy does it as like a joke. I think he's like a YouTuber or a influencer of some kind. Trying to deliver papers here.
It's understandable, you know, like they said in the beginning of this podcast, we're doing a little bit different, you know, this is our podcast caller number, you know, call us, give us a podcast call in at 239-347-4237, so this is how the call-ins work, you know, as we mentioned, doing it a little bit differently, we got jobs, we got things to do, we're not always, you know, we don't always have time to be in a, you know, a studio booth, even though we wish we had a studio. That'd be pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, it would be really cool. But, yeah, we're just doing what we can, still trying to put content out, and still, you know, keeping the website, our website, collarcast.com alive, you know?
Yeah, all while means trying to make money, put some little green in our cash, green in our pocket.
Well, you know, it's just like, I think eventually, you know, because YouTube is, like, kicking people off left and right. Twitter, you know, you can get kicked off.
Facebook.
You can get banned.
Yep.
And eventually, I think the way to go is everybody's just going to start having their own website, you know? And it's going to be, like, so I think it's good to, you know, just have CollierCast as, you know, that's where you can find us. It's CollierCast.com. You can send us emails. You can call in, like you said. I think you can even text the number.
Yeah, you can text. Definitely, censorship is getting, you know, more and more real. I just don't want it to become to the point where, you know, they start censoring like our website, or even like restricting certain countries to our website. You know, that's, I don't know, or, you know, I don't know the certain extent on that.
Yeah, well, that's crazy, because I mean, I don't know if you, like, back when we were like really big into the whole cryptocurrency thing, I remember trying to go on like certain websites and they were like Japanese or Chinese and you couldn't access them on like an American like server. I always had to turn on the VPN to access like these certain crypto websites.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, the censorship's super real, even on something like that, cryptocurrency, you know?
Yeah, that brings up a really good point, because it's something that you don't really see until you have a VPN service, and then you start seeing, oh, wow, you can't see this country's, some articles, or, vice versa, you can't see United States videos.
Yeah, and then Netflix, apparently Netflix UK will have different movies compared to Netflix US, and it's just really weird. Don't you think it's one company, like, put everybody on the same... on the same league?
Yeah, you would think, but... Yeah, right, you would think. But, that brings up another, realm of a whole another discussion of topics that we can talk into, is, like, how everything's being, like, segregated, separated, like, instead of having, we got television, we have cable, we can get our information, on cable, but then, after cable started going to satellite, and then it was like, well, now we got cable and satellite, which one do you want? And then it went from, let's fast forward to, oh, there's Hulu, there's Netflix, there's YouTube, Premium, there's Disney Plus, there's Apple Plus, Amazon Prime, yeah, exactly, so it's just like, we're getting into the, don't forget to mention, Disney Plus, but HBO Plus, Discovery Plus, AMC Plus, or, maybe I'm going far on this Plus stuff for AMC, but it just seems like, they're pushing this subscription-based content to where you gotta go through them. It's not like once before where you pay this one company and then you kind of like, get all these shows you can watch. You're gonna have to pay multiple companies. You're gonna have to pay Apple. You're gonna have to pay Disney. You're gonna have to pay Hulu, Netflix, all separately. And I mean, that's gonna add up for sure. Just thinking about that, thinking how much expensive that would be for sure. And then I even remember there was a certain point where people were transitioning away from cable because Wi-Fi was cheaper. But then it's like starting to be the opposite where it's like just as pricey as cable, so you can't really like ditch. I shouldn't say pricey as cable, but it's getting pricey.
Well, I mean, like if you got like Netflix and you got Disney Plus and you got Discovery Plus and you got HBO this, you're already at like almost $100 a month and just trying to watch TV,
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to watch TV, right?
They just want you to, settle, They just want you to pay, I'm just going to stick with Discovery Plus. And I'm going to have all Discovery Channel and TLC and... I mean, it's crazy because, those are all, owned under the same banner,
Yeah, yeah, that's one thing that a lot of people, I guess, don't know or, forget. But, news organization... Every news organization's under that, Fox News, CNN, CBS, ABC, they're all part of this one parent company, the news organization, just like how TLC, Discovery Channel, and I forgot the HGTV, Animal Planet, they're all part of the same family.
Yep.
So,
they're all part of that same family, yeah.
And I believe that family's Time Warner Cable, I think, and then Time Warner Cable is just Comcast. So yeah, it's just like this whole knitted family.
Yeah, and it just goes to show, you don't really have a choice in what to watch. It's all comes from the same thing.
So yeah, on this, episode 17, kind of coming at you guys different.
Well, and notice now all the COVID restrictions are loosening up. Everything's, slowly getting back to how it was.
Well, what's odd is Joe Biden wants to aim for Independence Day for some symbolic reasoning. He wants to have Independence Day being the day where we are finally free of COVID. I don't know if you ever, like, you know, went on.
I haven't heard that, but that's interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's not that far away. It's like 3 months, 2 months.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that's what it raises, like, flags to me. It's just like, why not now? Why do we have to have this symbolic Independence Day where we're finally COVID-free and we finally beat the virus and we don't, like, so, but the thing is, before we start diving into that, like, it went from one mask to two masks to leave even three masks that you have to wear to be safe from this COVID. You know, how many layers of clothing do you have to put on your face to be, you know, well protected from this virus? It's just so funny to me, like, the CDC, you know, like, even from the very beginning, they didn't even know, like, they were saying, you know, don't wear a mask. Then they were saying, wear a mask. Then they were saying, stay 6 feet apart. Then they were saying, oh, the virus can last, you know, for days on surfaces. And then they said they can't. And then they said it transmits, I don't know. It was just, like, left and right, they were retracting, you know.
Bombarding us with information, you know.
And yeah, for sure. It's craziness. We're all part of this this circus. It's definitely it reminds me like of a lot like a movie, but we are just like we are the characters in the movie. Like we are living this whole movie. I don't know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because, like, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I wonder why he picked Independence Day, you know, July 4th.
Yep. Craziness.
And then I know, I don't know if you know, but, like, a lot of people are leaving, like, places like California and New York now. Those places are slowly, like, the population is going down.
Well, I mean, if you even see around here in Florida, I mean, I've seen so many people that are out of state that, you know, not even just out of state, but like from, well, we already had that, you know, from different countries, but I just see more and more people from out of state being, you know, here full time instead of regular snowbirds. So I even see that. There's just a lot more people who are staying here. Because there's not that restriction like they're putting on, you know, I guess like New York is wanting to have people have like vaccine IDs. So you need a vaccine identification card.
Yeah, like passport, yeah.
So they even enter like the state or something. And I mean, I think at what one point, like, are we going to realize, you know, that's like a breach of like not just privacy, but human rights, you know, like, and then, I don't know if you, like, dove in onto the, but we're kind of getting to the realm of, like, forced vaccination, to where you can't even have an open opinion or open discussion of saying, well, you know, that's my opinion, I don't want to have a vaccine. It's kind of vaccine shaming to a certain extent. Oh, like, you don't want to get vaccinated? Like, how could you? How dare you? You're despicable to a race of human society if you don't get vaccinated. That's like, that's science, you know? You're going to go against science, and it's like,
I mean, they make it seem like, you know, like, oh, you know, people are dying. People are dropping dead.
Because of you. Like, they're making it like, you're the reason for it. You're the reason why they're dying, you know? And it's just like I'm not the one who caused this virus. I'm not the one who, like, started this, you know?
Yeah, right?
But it just, like, all goes into that, like, paranoia of, like, even when somebody just sneezes or coughs, it's, like, that paranoia of, like, oh my God, they could have
COVID. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, everybody freaks out now, but nobody freaked out, you know, before.
Yeah, nobody even cared to wash their hands before, and so you, like, you're telling me, like, now people are, like, clean freaks? You telling me now people are actually taking the time to wash their hands? So, anything else you want to dive in on the discussion of podcasts?
This kind of is a little more local news for us.
Okay.
So I deliver newspapers, and I didn't get the best, like, reading. Like, I didn't read it the best, but I'm pretty sure I read a title in the newspaper where, like, the government orders, like, no drilling, like, in the Big Cypress National Preserve. And that's really interesting to me, because there's a lot of cases called the Missing 411, where people go missing in, like, national parks and, you know, by, like, the woods and even the desert. You know, people just happen to go missing. Sometimes they're never found. Sometimes they're found, like, years later where people already looked. It's really an interesting case, but it was just interesting to me that it said the feds, you know, put a stop to the drilling in the Big Cypress National Preserve, and it makes you wonder if there's, like, activity that goes on there related to this 411.
Like hidden tunnels?
I don't want hidden tunnels, or, like, just, you know, it's like a hunting ground, you know, for whatever gets these people, you know?
Did we?
Because the theory is that the U.S. government, like, knows that there's aliens, and that, what's it called? And that the reason we have, like, the national parks is that's where the aliens or whoever, you know, whatever other beings that the government knows about can kind of have, you know, free range, and they can hunt there, gather people there for experiments.
Like, I'm pretty sure we discussed this on, like, past podcasts where, like, there's just people that, you know, camping or hunting, and they just go missing, and they're, like, fairly, they're not non-experienced hunters or campers. These are, at most times, you know, they have the best experience of what they do, and they go missing. And I know there's, like, an episode of what we're talking about on, like, History Channel, but it's not funny. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say the incorrect words, but it's interesting that, you know, you say that there's, you know, certain grounds that, you know, the U.S. government gives free range, so to speak, to these, you know, monsters, so to speak. But if you ever seen the Netflix show, one of the characters in it, it's called Big Hopper, Big Hopper is a character in it. What's his name? Stranger Things. There we go. Stranger Things is the show on Netflix that they basically dive into that realm where there's these beings that exist in a different dimension, and then they basically can access and enter our dimension. And basically what happens is this being enters our dimension and then takes the people, and then they go missing, and then he takes them back to his dimension. And if you've seen Stranger Things, you would know what I'm talking about, because it's,
I haven't seen it, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, because, again, it's one of those things where they'll put it out in movies, you know, that what they're doing, and it's like, oh, it's just a movie, so people don't really think about it. But
that's what they do a lot. I'm starting to realize that.
Yeah.
They like to show what they want to, like, they like to show what they're doing in movies. So,
yeah. And to me, I wonder if it's, like, the more, like, ridiculous the movie seems, I wonder if it's, like, closer to the truth, you know? If you listen to some conspiracy podcast, there's a movie called Get Smart. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a pretty funny movie about, like, spies. And they say that movie is more accurate than James Bond movies, which is another movie about spies, you know, 007.
I think I kind of remember. Is that, like, one where it's, like, a goofy movie, kind of like a comedy with that one female actress that's from, like, Princess Diary, or not Princess Diary, but I think that's what it's called, where the brunette lady.
And The Rock is in it. The Rock,
yeah.
Remember, like, The Rock's about to be a bad guy.
I've seen it. I think we're talking about the same movie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they say that movie was more accurate compared to James Bond, which is pretty funny if you think about it.
I'm trying to remember the title of that movie.
All the Jason Bourne movies. And then even, like, there's this movie called American Ultra, which is, like, about a guy. And, like, he just seems like, you know, stoner dude. You know, he just works at a convenience store. But he was, like, experimented on by the government or something. And, like, he gets, like, activated because they try to kill him. It's a crazy movie. He ends up turning into, like, a spy for the CIA again. But, I mean, I wonder how accurate, like, that movie is. Look at this fucking guy. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we're driving here, and this guy doesn't know. I saw that stop sign. Yeah, it's almost 3 in the morning, but there's still cars out here.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy to me. It's like, damn, there's other people out there besides you.
Yeah, it's crazy because for people who don't know, you know, I deliver newspapers now in the middle of the night, and the police are just like, they all gather at Wawa gas stations, you know, from what I see. There's just be squads of police cars at the Wawa.
Well, there you have it, folks. You know where their hangout spot is. The cops will be hanging out Wawa's.
Yeah, bro, they give you looks because you're going in there like at midnight, but then they see I just delivered the newspaper and then they like leave me alone. But, like, you can tell. I mean, they like treat you a certain way, you know. Like if you're out past, like what is this guy doing at fucking 2 in the morning?
Right.
At gas station.
Right. They give you. That's funny. They give you a look and then once you drop off your newspaper, it's like, oh, okay, he's just doing his job.
Yeah, right. It's just working, man. It's trying to work.
Just trying to make that money, you know? Alright, man. Well, like you said, it's almost 3 in the morning.
Yeah, well, we just had to bust out an episode and let everybody know that ColliorCast is still happening.
Definitely. Even, you know, especially, you know, in our busy schedules and we still gotta make, you know, funds. We still try to bust out ColliorCast. And,
for real.
Even though we're not frequent, we want to be frequent enough to where we can do it on a daily basis on, like, a set schedule. But, you know, we have busy lives. So.
If there are listeners out there, you know, it'd be helpful. They can donate to ColliorCast. Just go to our website. You know.
Definitely. So any last words you want to mention before we sign off on this podcast? I'm gonna wait until you deliver your newspaper.
Alright, I'm
using
7-Eleven right now.
Nah, you're good, man. 7-Eleven. You know, on his route. Paperboy! Yeah, hopefully, because, like, I definitely want to be able to do a podcast episode where we can discuss on local news, because, like, I know, we try to get abroad, pretty much everywhere, international, you know, in the States, you know, trying to get news from everywhere, but I'll definitely be interested in, you know, to get those, you know, local stories that, you know, Clark County doesn't want, you know, the rest of the folks in this county to know. You know, they still want to make
When I started this job, I mean, a crazy story I had heard was one of the guys that, like, works with me delivering newspapers delivered out by Marco Island. If you're a local, then you'll know where that is. But he says on that big bridge, he was, he parked there to use the bathroom, and he was just going to the bathroom. He was just taking a piss off the side of... You know how, you've been to the Marco Island Bridge, and you know how before, like, at the bridge...
There's, like, different islands?
You go off to the side. Yeah, you go, like, right off to the side. And, so, yeah, he pulled off to the side there, and he saw something white in the water, and it was dark. And he didn't know what it was, so he shined his light, and he said it was a goat's head, and then he saw pig's feet in the water. And I was like, and he said, he claimed it was, that's probably from, like, a ritual or a Haitian ritual. According to him, when he talked to, like, a police officer on Marco Island, and Prince Mark Island is known to have, like, a lot of, like, rituals go on in the middle of the night, you know, a lot of Haitians throw stuff off the bridge, you know, and the rituals, I'm sure.
The dark side,
Haitians, you know.
The dark side of Carter County.
Dark arts, man.
So, that's definitely, like, a lot of the stuff they hide. A lot of the news they want to cover up here in Naples. The Carter County Sheriff's Department don't want you to know. They still want you to think that this is a nice, friendly, old neighborhood. I don't know. But definitely a lot of shady stuff goes on. And that brings up a good point for me is I remember one of my friends back then took me to a side street, and I think the side street was 47th off of out here in the States off of Mockley, and down in the woods off 47th is basically this giant, you know, obviously man-made cross, but somebody, you know, took the time to make this cross, and then they have, like, you know, a whole bunch of rocks around it. And so I definitely wonder what is going on out there, especially out in the middle of the woods. You know, nobody owns this set of land, and it's just, you see this giant cross.
Well, do you remember when we went down, so there's that road, Shady Hollow. We went to, like, the road that's, like, next to it, and, like, you remember we went to that, I mean, kind of incriminating ourselves here, but this was years ago.
Yeah.
There was that piece of property that had, like, a gate in front of it, but, like, there was no house, you know, it was just woods. And we went, you know, we went over the gate or around the gate or whatever, and we saw, like, just a tent set up in there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like, so somebody's, like, taking the time to set up a tent in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods, you know? Like, who knows if they're living there or if they go out there, you know?
Yeah, my main concern was if they were still living there.
Yeah, because if I remember, it was, like, a pretty clean tent. It looked pretty, like, fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It
like
it was there for too long.
Oh, definitely. It didn't look old. It looked kind of fairly new. And it looked clean. Looked maybe like they come and go. So I didn't know, like, if there was something.
Yeah. Right? Who knows? And then even, like, were you with me when we went, like, all the way down to the end of DeSoto?
Oh, and there was two, like, cars there? Bro.
There was two cars. That was one time. And then another time I went, I don't know if it was you or Cindy.
You mentioned there was, like, a homeless person out there, right?
Yeah, we went. It looked like somebody was, like, living there, or was, like, had lived there at some point.
Because you mentioned something about, like, you heard.
You saw boxes. Like, somebody had set up, like, not boxes, not, like, cardboard boxes, but, like, they were, like, plastic containers, like, big black containers. Man, my memory's kind of getting screwed up. But, like, yeah, it's definitely somebody was, like, out there, you know? And then, yes, when we went, there were, like, just two cars just chilling there for some reason.
Yeah, that's when me and you went, right? Nowhere.
Yeah, that's when, yeah. And, like, they were out there. And I think there were, like, people in the woods. Were there people in the woods or something? Like, they were, like, waiting in their cars for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That part I don't get. But there was, like, two cars just park in the very end of DeSoto, and just they're just waiting for somebody or something, or they, I don't know.
And speaking of people going into the woods in DeSoto, I remember there was, like, a news article that claimed that, like, people are mysteriously going into the woods, parking off the side of the road in DeSoto, and just going into the woods apparently, and nothing ever happened with that.
Yeah, we definitely gotta get, you know, some local stories.
Do you think you can search that article up real quick?
Yeah, what is it called? What is it?
Just look up, man, I don't know. I really don't know what exactly to look up.
Yeah, I don't know what to type in. Random people entering the woods.
But, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, DeSoto Boulevard News, Maple, Florida, I don't know.
Because I know, I think it was the Naples Daily News that reported that.
Alright, so, let's see, I got, alright, so, here's the first article that we can start talking. It's, neighbors living off of DeSoto Boulevard have been seeing cars, they've been seeing people through a path into the forest several times. Let's dive into this article and see what's good.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Let's see what's good with it, let's see. Alright, so, let's see. Page is loading up, it's gonna take some time, we got a slow internet connection, but we'll get through it. Alright, so neighbors, like I said, living off of Soto Boulevard, they've been seeing cars parked along the side of the road in between 8th Ave Northeast and 10th Ave Northeast. So, there's actually a picture, there's a picture here that's been taken. It looks like there's bones. It looks like they're doing some sort of ritual, like you said. But there's like in this picture, there's bones. There's like what seems to be like cracked eggs. So in this article, it says one man said he's been seeing people walk through a path into the forest several times. The last time he saw cars lined up in the area was on Sunday. Hey, maybe that'd be the same area we saw two cars lined up. Maybe they're doing some ritual shit out there, bro.
Well, he said it was between 8th and 10th Northeast.
Yeah, 8th and 10th Northeast, yeah.
See, that's really crazy, because that's close to, like major roads. It's close to, like, Golden Gate, you know? Still, like, in the woods, but it's not, like, out there in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
That's just really interesting, you know, really interesting spot for people to just be going into the woods, you know? And I'm sure as soon as they saw that come out, you know, like, they're not showing up there anymore, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, so...
I doubt there's any update.
So, further reading, it says, yeah, I mean, this was posted August 10th of 2020. And there's no follow-up. So in the article I'm still reading, it says one neighbor said she believed a church group was meeting up at the location.
Church group.
That's all it says on that article, though. There's not really much anything. It's just, like, pictures of, like, yeah, I said, I bones,
know. Eggs. I noticed that about our reporting, you know, they don't really tell you anything.
They don't really follow up on anything, too. They kind of let...
The police write your articles, it looks like.
Right, and then just... It is kind of what seems to me is they just kind of, like, let it die, let it go cold, and then, you know, people forget about it.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. Yep, let people forget about it.
Just like, in Miami when, you know, a group of educators from the school... Not educators from the school, but a group of college kids made a bridge, and the bridge collapsed on a whole bunch of cars, and nobody talks about that. Or even with, I mean, like, you know, UPS truck driver, where the Miami-Dade police, you know, basically kill the, you know, UPS truck driver on, you know, a busy interstate, just to, you know, kill the bad guys. But nobody talks about that, and I'm sure, you know, the officers still have their job. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Florida for you, you know.
You know, closer to 3 a.m. Anything else you want to add on this podcast? I know it's just like a broad podcast we discussed on, but anything else you want to throw in there?
Not really, man. I mean, I feel like we're pretty good. I just wanted to, you know, just again to keep the content updated on ColliarCast. You know, we're still gonna add episodes. I don't know how frequently, but there will be episodes, you know, and we'll try to keep them more of the topic. You know, next episode we'll try to have a topic. This is our first time, you know, doing an episode like this. I just finished my last stop for delivering newspapers. So pretty much the whole time I was on the podcast, I was like working.
Oh, nice. Cool. Well, I'm glad it was able to go by a lot faster than normal. It seemed like this whole time we were able to just talk about what we needed to talk about.
Yeah, good conversation, you know. Things aren't what they seem to be, and they're definitely not what, you know, you're told it is, you know.
Definitely not, man. Deception.
But, alright, I guess, you know, we'll upload this one. I don't know how big our audience base is, but again, you know, if you guys want to donate or send us anything cool you find, you know, we go to callyourcast.com. You can email us, call us, text us, you know, and we'll give you a shout-out on the next episode.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely will take, you know, any sort of information, any sort of news that you don't want to come out with, we'll come out with it. You know, we'll talk about it. If you want to remain anonymous, you know, remain in secret, we'll discuss
some
of the topics.
Especially if you are in the Collier County area. If you're in the Collier County area, we'd really be interested to see, you know, what goes on around here. You know, I feel like in this area here, a lot of, like, the older generation, like, kind of has more of, like, stories than, like, younger people, you know? Like, a lot of the people I work with in delivering newspapers, they're all older, like, these guys have been out here since the 80s. Like, Marco Island in the 80s, like, damn, I couldn't even imagine, like, yeah, I was out there, you know, back when it was affordable and there was nobody out there. I'm just like, geez.
Yeah, I mean, I know a guy who, like, basically was telling me, you know, living out here, you know, when it was dirt roads in a one-way, and he's like, yeah, I remember when horses came back here. I'm like, damn. Now, you know, he's talking about Immokalee Road, that long strip of road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and these guys are even telling me, you know, back when Naples High School was the only high school, it was Naples and I think Lely. Only two high schools in the county.
Yeah, this town definitely grew, for sure. It's growing.
Yep, it's growing, and I wonder what kind of secrets it holds.
We'll discuss it here on CollierCast.
Yep, alright. Well, until next time.
Alright, man. It was cool doing it, you know, a call-in, you know, basically our first call-in on there. Being able to test it, how it works.
Man, I feel like it went pretty smooth. Luckily, I didn't have to stop. Especially today is like a shorter route for me. They don't have as many stops on there, so I didn't really have to go inside too many stores. Usually, I have to go inside a few other stores. I have 10 more stops, like a lot of Wawa's and 7-Elevens, but I only had one of each, so it's pretty easy. So maybe like every Saturday night.
Yeah, maybe
a podcast episode.
Yeah, doing a schedule, man. I'm glad, you know, the quality wasn't bad. We were able to do it. I'm glad we were able to get out another podcast because it's been a while.
Yeah, how long was it? It had to be like about an hour, even a little more.
Yeah, we're at to like an hour and 13 minutes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we're
going there.
I mean, I guess just now we just start looking up some topics. I mean, yeah, it definitely would be cool to find, local stuff, you know? Man, I'm just looking at the moon right now. The moon is pretty crazy. I don't know if you can see it.
I'm locked in my room, but I'll definitely check it out. I'll check it out.
Crazy. It's like half moon, but it's like close up, and like the moon's like that yellowish color.
Okay.
Pretty interesting, like, again, it brings back space and all that, like, man, what's out there? Is that even really the moon?
We definitely gotta,
doesn't really look like that all the time.
Definitely gonna have a space episode podcast for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That would just take a lot of research, like, knowing, like, I don't know, what space is, you know, where it's, you know, like, geez, basically deep.
because, like, a lot of these ancient pyramids, like, are built along with star systems, so, like, they, like, line up with stars. Like, they knew about space even way back then.
Yeah, I mean, even, like, with ships and stuff, they would navigate the stars back then, you know, sailors.
Yeah, yep. All right, bro. Well, it was cool getting that pod. I can't wait to check it out. Let me know when it's uploaded.
Yeah, I will. Episode 17.
Yeah, okay, so I'm looking at the moon, and there's like this weird shadow on the moon. So, like, there's a shadow where it's, like, half moon, but then, like, I see just under that shadow, it's, like, a little... I think it's not funny, but, like, it looks like a little penis shadow. I don't know. It's, like, a little oval. Like, kind of like a penis. It's just sticking out. And it just looks really weird, really out of place.
All right, man. Well, now I definitely...
Yeah, I wish you were, like, with me.
Now I definitely got to check out the moon.
Yeah, try and go outside and go inside and see it. Like, I'm looking at it, and, like, there's a shadow that just looks out of place. It's like a tiny shadow. You can barely notice it.
All right, man. I'll check it out once I end this podcast.
All right, bro.
Alright, bro, Call Your Cast Boys,
signing off, later,
man.